Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowes. Augie's still missing. So the show's quality levels have gone through the roof. Nobody seems to understand why. Everything is working so much better since Augie was abducted. And nobody has any idea who's behind it. Anyway, moving on. Where could we start this week? Well, just after last week's show, we got some very, very sad news. Something that has really devastated us here in Moscow. Lindsey Graham, Linda Gayham, as he was known, is no more. Nosferatu, the blood-sucking warmonger, has devastated the whole political community in America, who's come out and telling everybody how much they miss him. Yeah. And of course, you shouldn't speak ill of any dead human. But of course, Graham wasn't actually a human. He was a horrendous little vampire, bloodsucker. He didn't just devastate the Republican political community. He obviously devastated the gay prostitute community in the southern states of America. Because, you know, he used to spend an awful lot of money with those young boys. But he will be sorely missed. And we've decided to put together a little tribute based on what you guys actually thought of him. Yeah, for real. Run the video, Augie.
Tonight, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is being remembered as one of the Republican Party's most prominent and powerful voices.
Finally, after 18 months, something that makes America great again. The devil called him back home. Did the rough trade get extra rough? Divine intervention, keep it coming. I suspect he died of shame. All you need to know is that God said that's enough. Wow. It's rare to see so many people agree on something. It's crazy how far some will go to cover up the Epstein files. Godspeed, Lindsey. Leave the door open for Mitch. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
What? That it was way overdue.
Wander also lowered its flag to half staff. Who's going to inherit all the AI pack money? I think the devil is frying on the hottest frying pan. Palestine, Iran, and Lebanon are saying good riddance. Good riddance. One less evil in the world. What a good, good day. Good riddance. Good riddance. Good riddance.
Good riddance.
So as you can see, he was very sorely missed. Sore in some different places, maybe others. Hey, look, let's park the whole gay thing. You know, he's gone. He is no more. And I'm sure some horrible little rotter will slither into the space of most hateful little blood-sucking warmonger. You know, there's plenty of them about in the US. Now, speaking of warmongers, the Big Don has made his sort of contribution to the poor old Lindsey is no longer with us sort of chorus. But it wasn't really exactly what you would have considered scripted, okay? The Big Don didn't really seem to have that much good to say about poor old Linda. No, unsurprisingly, the Big Don with his big ADHD face wasn't really pulling any punches when it came to Lindsey. Basically, kind of kicking him in the nuts in the coffin. Oh, Jesus, not pretty at all. Run the video, Augie.
He was a great guy, and he was a friend. He would call me all the time. He would I'd say, stop calling me, Lindsey.
Don't call me. Don't come by my house.
He was a worker. He was a total workaholic politician. Now, some people don't call that work. Some people call that a lot of talking. loved playing golf. It wasn't that he was a great striker of the ball. He wasn't exactly a perfect... He wasn't Jack Nicklaus. He was not Tiger.
Jesus.
He loved it.
Talk about putting the boot in. Oh, that was just a classic. Yeah, typical Don. Don't hold back, you know. You could have at least, even his golf. You had to even go for the golf game, Don. Jesus, bold boy. Now, of course, the Big Don, he can't kind of help himself, right? He just has this illness called telling the truth. When he actually knows what he's talking about, you got to ask yourself, he's not telling the truth about the Straits of Hormuz or Ukraine, because obviously the Ukrainians are telling him that the Ukrainian army is killing 500 million Russian soldiers every day, okay? Even Marco Rubio's spouting that bullshit. Also, the Iranian army has been completely devastated.
We've won this. This war has been won.
So that means the U.S. Special Forces base that was blown up yesterday, all the British or the American bases are getting the knocked out of. Who's doing that? It must be the fairies, okay? Yeah. I'm not talking about Lindsey. Don't speak ill of the dead. Yeah. So when it comes to the Republican sort of institution in America, there's probably no one more sort of up the ladder of royalty than L. Newt Gingrich, right? Yeah, you know, he is a bit of a reptile, even as the name for it. But even Newt really rubbed it in a bit too far. He went a bit sort of soap opera on this. I don't think we could even imagine a world without Lindsay. Oh, really? Yes, we can. Run it, Augie.
Raytheon is in shambles. Defense contractors enter a recession. Nobody's left to buy their missiles. People prosper. Without Lindsay demanding trillions of dollars for hypothetical wars, the U.S. government accidentally funds universal health care and infrastructure. World peace prevails. Nobody's demanding to drop atomic bombs to send a message. Diplomatic ties are restored.
Yeah, of course, Lindsay was, as we know, a very, very avid sort of supporter of the military-industrial complex. Now, we're not suggesting he was getting any backhanders, and we're not suggesting that's why the FBI sort of broke into his house and secured the area. Now, why would they have to do that? The dude just died of a heart attack or an aneurysm or something. So why does the FBI have to kick your door down and secure the area? Maybe they wanted to save his blushes from the papers getting hold of some of his toys. And he was very, very flexible, as we say.
Bring on the Flugelhammer!
Not in a gay way. Come on, stop those jokes. You at the back, stop.
Aww.
Augie. He was flexible. Flexible in that he had absolutely no real morality. He decided to change his mind on just about everything. Most notably was his hero, the narco-fuhrer, Mr. Zelensky. When he got his trousers pulled down and spanked, again, enough of the gay jokes, in the Oval Office by the Big Don, when Zelensky crawled out to the media, we were expecting Lindsay to kind of stand up for Zelensky. No, it didn't happen. Let's sort of remind you of the moral fiber of this man that the whole Republican establishment in America is praising. Yeah. Run it, Augie.
I want to talk to the Trump supporters for a minute. I don't know who you are, and I don't know why you like this guy. He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot. He doesn't represent my party. He doesn't represent the values that the men and women who wear the uniform are fighting for.
When President Trump was president, on the things that I care the most about, national security, I thought he did a damn good job. So I look at the policies of Trump, and I like the policies of Trump.
If you can't admire Joe Biden as a person, then it's probably you got a problem. You need to do some self-evaluation, because what's not to like? He is as good a man as God ever created.
This is criminal negligence. This is chaos. You know, Joe Biden's human trafficker's best friend and business partner.
Well, with that, we bid farewell to Lindsey Graham, a man loved by many. Not really. will be missed by so many. And whose wife and children will particularly miss him. No. And anyway, yeah, on we go. Well, let's leave the southern states of the United States of America behind. That old, beautiful southern drawl. Yeah. And remember, one country in Europe had a very big influence on the southern states of the United States, and that was France. France, the beautiful, you know, home of art, culture, history, and balanced thinking. Yeah. Is that a history question? Because it ain't that anymore. As we watched, you know, the Eurotards marching through Paris, yeah? It's not the second time that the French dropped to their knees and clapped for the Nazis as they walked through Paris. As this all unfolds, the coalition of the willing to be retarded meeting there, you got to kind of remind yourself just how useless the French are when it comes to the battlefield. You might want to do a bit of research into where the term bistro comes from, this beautiful French institution. It actually comes from Russian soldiers when they got into Paris, when they kicked out of Napoleon, telling French waiters to hurry up. Bistro, go faster. That's what it means. Yeah, I shit you not. Anyway, I can't see the Russians wanting to revisit Paris anytime soon, because now it's full of retards, gays, very little French people left in the place. And as if to prove my point, you will remember the very, very iconic picture of Uncle Adolf standing beside the Eiffel Tower. But it's a different type of fruitcake standing at the Eiffel Tower these days. And they're not exactly standing still. Watch the video. Run it, Augie. I hate this stuff. Why do they do this? What's the point of this? What is that? Lindsey Graham would have loved that shit. Now, you might think that was the end of the show, but it wasn't. As the French armor, which you will notice had no anti-drone technology on it, I don't think they've been watching the plot in Ukraine. Tank without anti-drone armor, it's kind of, nah, it's not going to last long. What's most interesting is the fact that the soundtrack to this display of French sovereignty and independence, which is Bastille Day, remember? Bastille Day, they broke the people out of this brutal prison, you know, freedom, liberty, equality, the whole thing, yeah. Don't mention that to anybody in Ukraine, getting the kicked out of them and dragged off the streets, yeah. Anyway, that's another day's work. Listen to the music in the background. We're talking about French celebration of liberty, equality, fraternity, yeah. But the music is interesting. It's actually the theme tune to the Avengers, yeah. The US Disney Avengers.
Oh, you'll love it.
Maybe a message there for Mr. Macrolion. Run the video, Uggs. What the f***? What? What is the... Maybe there's some sort of subliminal messaging there, you know? We all know who's really in charge in NATO. Now, while watching this parade, a small green goblin was spotted in the crowd. Ex-actor, not that popular back in Ukraine. Yeah, the narco-fuhrer, the green goblin. Now, he was spotted trying to get a cap off a bottle. Yes, a very difficult thing to do if you are a foreigner in the European Union, because that's what he is. Because remember, Ukraine ain't in the EU, it ain't in NATO, but it's getting more support from NATO and the EU than any member country. So riddle me this, how does that work? Check out Zelensky trying to do his bit for the environment. Now, he is doing his bit for the environment around the Black Sea, sinking oil tankers, blowing up dams, and burning oil refineries, yeah? But none of the libtard, LGBTQ enviro warriors want to talk about that. They want to talk about the fact that, you know, we have to stop using Russian gas. And guess what? Here's one little final nugget before we watch the retard trying to open a bottle. The biggest polluter on Earth of anything is the United States military. Yeah, chew on that one, Zelensky. Run it, Augie. Now, you may be asking, why is Zelensky retarded? Well, we know he's retarded. But why in this instance is he? Well, it's because the EU have enforced a new law, which means the bottle must remain attached to the lid, and the lid must remain attached to the bottle. That's to stop the lid and the bottle getting separated and causing more rubbish. The fact that the fucking lid and the bottle are separated doesn't mean there's any less or more rubbish. I don't. Anyway, obviously Mr. Zelensky is not tuned into it, and you can check out the Macrolion and his husband, or his wife, Brian Bridget, are managing just fine. Now, keeping with the theme of little dictators like Mr. Zelensky and Paris and somebody who might have visited before Zelensky, a little Austrian, an Austrian corporal called Adolf, you might remember him. He kind of well known, right? Yeah, it had a slight impact on European affairs. Yeah, the Russians ended up sorting that little person out too. But anyway, let's stick with Austria, the Austrian theme. The French aren't the only completely retarded people in Europe. Check out these Austrian teens or young people who were asked if they were willing to actually fight the Russians, right? This will give you a sort of a snapshot of just how retarded these young people are. And remember, these are the people who are expected to go in the trenches against this veteran million man plus army. I shit you not, this is quite remarkable. Remarkable stuff. Yeah. Run the video, Augie.
Would you be willing to defend Austrian principle no matter in what form?
Yes, basically, I work.
On weekends and holidays?
I suppose it really all depends on exactly what you mean by the word defend. So do I really have to fight now, or can I just basically...
Yeah, yeah. The tanks are coming. The bombers are flying over. What are you going to do? I'm going to tweet. Instagram? Okay, I'll do a Facebook post. Oh, come on. Don't make me do, a LinkedIn. I can't do LinkedIn, okay? Let the tanks come. Let them come. Now, speaking of LinkedIn, you might think that, you know, your own employment status is difficult, that you have to get put through the ringer in order to find a job or to keep your job or to keep your bosses happy. Well, at least in Ukraine, you don't even need to have a job, right? Because the recruitment person, HR, comes looking for you. Yeah. We've been talking about this for years. The brutal, brutal regime in Ukraine, which is abducting people, by the thousands and thousands, to package them up with a couple of hours training and send them off to the meat grinder, where they become fertilizer, and that's a very tragic thing. But the routes by which people are willing to try and escape this open-air prison, which is what Ukraine has become. Again, look at Paris, all slurping champagne, eating canapes. Oh, well, mon Dieu, it's a magnificent parade. Yeah, what are the ordinary Ukrainian people having to do? This is getting better and better, or worse and worse, depending on whether you're the guy standing on the shore watching the show, or the poor motherfucker trying to swim across a river to escape the magnificent democracy and freedom of Ukraine. Yeah, run the video.
On the Desna, basically, the TCC guys are on the riverbank.
In the middle of nowhere.
So far out in the sticks, it's unbelievable.
He flees the Desna.
Yeah, a guy, a poor guy, is running away across the Desna.
Wow. Imagine.
Let's go. Let's swim over. We'll help him.
Imagine being that desperate that you would be willing to risk your life like that to get out. Unbelievable. And of course, sadly, many, many people have drowned taking the same route. Oh, tough. Of course, it doesn't get any better on dry land for the poor people who can't swim strongly enough to escape across the water. People are trying to smuggle themselves out in trucks and cars, any way they can, buy a way out by buying a medical certificate. You know, people's whole life savings are getting sort of sucked into the corrupt war machine. Check this out. Check out this poor man getting the crap beaten out of him. It's almost become a meme of Ukraine right now. It's a really, really brutal, brutal regime. And strangely, it seems that BBC, CNN, MSNBC, and France 24, none of them seem to ever see this stuff. It's really quite remarkable, isn't it? Yeah. I wonder why. I wonder why indeed. Run it, Augie. Oh. Unreal. So I suppose, as Russia is accepted back into the International Olympic Council, you know, we're going to see Russians again, and they're all freaking out. We should thank the Europeans for also helping Ukrainians get involved in sport. As you can see, there's a lot of assistance for long-distance swimmers. You might even become the hide-and-seek champion of Ukraine, hiding in a toilet from getting dragged off. Or, a boxing match. You know, they just add all this stuff in to the beautiful, democratic, just, free, and libertarian Ukraine. Yeah, it's all part of the plan. Mm-hmm. Now, talking about the Western media being able to ignore things like mass abduction, huge corruption, brutal torture within the Ukrainian military, attacks on civilians in Russia and in Donbass and in Lugansk. Yeah, you know the story. They're able to ignore everything. Right. Now, being a journalist is tough. I know that myself. I'm on the Mir Tavorets kill list, been banned, arrested, deported. I'm the devil himself. Yeah. Right. But I'm not as good as this lady. Check out this American reporter who literally, had a cockroach crawling all over, right? Maybe it's kind of symbol. Maybe it's a kind of an omen, you know, how rotten the Western media is, that these little creatures who like to feed on rotting, stinking, useless stuff, cockroaches, was attracted to this individual. She kept her calm, though. I got to give her that. Run the video, Augie.
And it's a lot more comfortable at this hour, but we're still in the 80s here in the valley. So overnight temperatures not necessarily dropping, and this leads to less recovery time from the daytime. The 80s here in the valley. So overnight.
Oh, yuck. That's creepy, isn't it? Now, just when you think you've seen all of the quality when it comes to the U.S. media, check this out. Here's a U.S. radio host pitching an idea to the president of the United States of America. Now, forget the fact that the idea is completely retarded. Listen to how it's responded to by the most powerful man in the United States of America, maybe on Earth, okay? This is what you're dealing with. Forget the cockroach. Imagine the brain size of a cockroach. And listen to this conversation between a radio host in the United States of America and the president of the United States of America. Make Merca great again. Yeah. But we're all going to have to speak Merkin. Yeah. We are all going to have to speak American. I shit you not. Run the video, Huggy.
Three suggestions for you. Number one, there was an essay in the Washington Post, make American the official language of America, not English. I think you ought to look at that because it's a good idea.
All right.
Now, we're going to stay on the American continent, North America to be exact. And of course, the Americans' neighbor, the northerly neighbor, the Canadians, yeah, the nice guys, the people who don't use guns. And actually, when you see how retarded they've become, you're kind of asking yourself, maybe we should ship a ton of guns into Canada to make them a bit more American, just a little bit, okay? Because they've kind of led the way on liberal libtardation. They've also led the way on idolizing the Yukies. Yeah. Now, here's a little nugget of history. History alert. The Canadians and the British imported a ton of SS men from Ukraine, Ukrainian volunteers from the 14th Galician SS Division, in the aftermath of the Second World War. Gave them jobs, lives, and in some cases, they gave them new names. One of them was a man called Yaroslav Hunka, who got applauded in the Canadian, Parliament. You might remember that, right?
A Canadian hero, and we thank him for all his service. Thank you.
That's the shit that's going on. And all of that happened under the stewardship of the golden boy of the libtards. You named him. What's his name? Yes, you know who he is. Fidel Castro's son. Well, some people say Justin Trudeau. Yes, Mr. Nice Guy. Now, what does Mr. Nice Guy do? Well, he f***ed up Canada. He spent tons of money on the Yukies, and then he decides to run off into the sunset on his wife and kids with a rock star, Katy Perry. Yes, another one to add to the list of, I won't be sending a Christmas card to Taylor Swift, Katy Perry. Yeah. So Katy and Justin decided to hit the dance floor. It's become almost vomit-inducing cringe. But this video, which we're about to play for you, I think this is peak cringe. I think this is going to win the award during our annual award ceremony for cringe of the year. This, in my view, is the number one sort of nominee. Cringe of the year. Come on, tell me, am I right? Run the video, Augie. Was I right? Well, I'm sorry to say that brings to the end of yet another episode of the Moscow Mules. We love making it. We love you joining us. And we love when you comment and tell us what you think of the show, only if it's nice. But what we noticed this week is how history is being sort of run through a washing machine by the Western powers, you know. They want you to believe that, Ukraine is a virginal maiden skipping through the meadow in 2022, had never done any harm to anybody, and those evil Russians kicked the door down, you know, as you do, wake up in the morning. Well, we do, let's invade the country next door, start a war. Nah, not true. But this is all about washing history, washing reality. And when you see the Ukrainians goose-step up the Champs-Élysées in Paris, just like their idols in the Wehrmacht, just like they did when the French very quickly kind of rolled over in the Second World War, got rescued by the Russians and the Americans. Well, that's another day's work. You're really seeing pinnacle history washing, okay? European taxpayers like you, American taxpayers like you are expected to pay for this laundromat. And one thing that goes into the laundromat is history. Another thing that goes in is money. Billions and billions that is washed out to big media companies, energy companies, and arms manufacturers. We know it, and we hope that you know it because we know it. We're going to be here same time, same place next week. Until then, look after each other and look after yourselves.